night for the Pirates. With the win, Ubley would move on to 8-0 on the season and clinch the Greater Thumb East outright, going a perfect 5-0. Casey Sweeney at quarterback, waiting for the play clock to get down to less than 5 before snapping the ball. Actually, about 2. He hands it off to Gregory Keller, and he breaks through the line like a cannon, gets out past the 20-yard line, and takes a whole slew of black jerseys to bring him down at the 15-yard line, led by Grant Hansen. And it's a gain from the 32 all the way to the 15 of 17 yards.
Gregory Keller, he has seen a lot of action, especially when Derek Brown was injured at the beginning of the season. He is a very experienced runner, and he's going to be crucial to this team next season, as a lot of their running backs are seniors and will be gone. Expect to see Gregory Keller leading the charge even coming next season for the Bearcats.
First and 10 from the 15-yard line. As the chain gang is slow to move into position. 2:55 left into the fourth quarter remaining. 54-12. The chain gang will get called out when they don't move into position when the ball's on the 15-yard line. We have quite the peanut gallery up here in the press box of Harbor Beach tonight. T formation off the right hash for Casey Sweeney and the Bearcats at the Harbor Beach 15-yard line. 2.5 to play. 54-12. Ubley by 42 points. There's the snap, and it's a quick handoff up the middle of that line to not even Tyler Ozentoski in the bow of that pile. We believe. Can't quite tell.
There you go.
Okay, we will say it was Ozentoski. 2 minutes left. It's a gain of 3 yards on the play. Seven yards to go for a first down on second down from the Harbor Beach 12.
We definitely know this much. Justin Wuschlager was the Pirate that made the tackle.
Ubley trying to slow things down a little bit. Trying to be as merciful as you can against your rival. I don't blame him, quite frankly. Second down, 7 to go. At the 12-yard line of Harbor Beach, they've been perfect on every drive, resulting in a touchdown tonight. Casey Sweeney and the Bearcats handing it off right up the middle again, and he is stopped at the 10-yard line. On the bow of that pile is number 44. Connor Masadas with the carry for the Bearcats, out for about 2 yards. Third down and 5 now for the Bearcats. We have 60 seconds remaining in regulation. Ubley on the Harbor Beach 10-yard line.
Tackle made there by number 66, Cody Boynton. He is a 6'2", 250-pound senior on the defensive line for the Pirates.
Clock continues to wind down. The officials now are trying to talk to the line of Harbor Beach's defense and offense.
Wow, what a finish over in Cass City and Reese, as freshman Sandon Cuthrell just threw a 20-yard touchdown pass with 21 seconds left to take the lead over Reese.
And Casey Sweeney takes a knee in a very classy move here from the Ubley Bearcats with 20 seconds left. Not punching it in here on the Harbor Beach 10-yard line, and that will be how this game ends. Ubley leading and winning 54 to Harbor Beach 12 on the WLEW Sports Network. Ubley advances to 8-0 on the season. Harbor Beach falls to 4-4. And your final from week number 8, Ubley 54, Harbor Beach 12 on the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Randy's Hunting Center sells bow and arrow packages, crossbows, and performs service on any brand. Randy's Hunting Center has the all-new legal caliber hunting guns that take straight wall cartridges, including .44 Magnum, .450 Bushmaster, and .460 Smith & Wesson. Find a fantastic selection of muzzleloaders, including the new Traditions, Thompson, and CVA muzzleloaders, along with all the accessories. Over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock that can drill and tap your gun, mount, and bore sight scopes. And custom sight and service is available. Find every size rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Trail cameras by Moultrie and Cuttyback, along with binoculars, rangefinders, and knives. And Randy's Hunting Center sells hunting and fishing licenses. Check out their website at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
The Schmigalski family wishes the Ubley Bearcats the best of luck in tonight's game. Whether you wish to pre-plan for funeral or cremation expenses to put your family's mind at ease, or if you are trying to find that perfect monument in memory of your loved one, please call your caring professional funeral directors, John or Mark, at Schmigalski Funeral Homes, 989-658-8501. The Schmigalski family hopes you enjoy tonight's game. Go Bearcats!
How many times have you looked at your bathroom floor and thought it would be so nice to have it tiled? Or in the kitchen and you're tired of the cabinet door getting jammed? There is no better time than now to call D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. Doug and his team can design, install, and finish any home project you've been putting off. Stop looking at your bathroom or kitchen and thinking you wished it was changed. Look at it and think that D&M Cabinet Shop did a great job for you.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Prairie Road.
Final score from Harbor Beach, Michigan in week number 8 of the regular season. The Ubley Bearcats roll, and that's an understatement. Ubley 54, Harbor Beach 12 was your final score. It was 32-12 at halftime, and Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got here?
All Bearcats in the second half. Derek Brown on the first play to start the second half goes 65 yards for a touchdown. Jonathan Brandel with the two-point conversion, 40-12, Ubley leads. Still in the third quarter, Jonathan Brandel scores for the fourth time on 4 yards away. Gavin Palace with a two-point conversion reception, 48-12, Ubley leads. And shortly after that, Keller with a 27-yard touchdown run. And the David Messing extra point attempt was no good, but that would be your final with no scoring in the fourth quarter. 54, Ubley 12, Harbor Beach.
How's this for a stat, Dave, in that second half? Ubley in the second half only gave up 34 yards altogether.
That's dominating defense for sure. I knew Harbor Beach had punted every time, basically in the second half, but it was three and out types of punts too. They didn't move the ball anywhere.
The LB Bearcats ended up with 506 yards of offense and all of that rushing the ball.
Wow.
Over half of 1,000 yards for the LB Bearcats on offense of rushing the ball tonight.